Blog Talk Radio.
Of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Rogue Nation, Eternal Militia. It is an open letter to the New World Order. You have had control for so many years, played your war games, making money off both sides of the wars, robbing the common citizens of this nation every way we turn, our gas, our food, our utilities, our toys, etc. But the internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps. For you would rather tickle a tiger's ass inside a phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves. You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to defeating us. You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing, while you take your last breath and when we the people take this nation back from your evil grip. We will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. That communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to our goddamn country. Now, a message from the Sons of Liberty concerning the New World Order. You're fucked.
My name is Joseph Gibson. How's everybody doing tonight? It's Sunday evening. It's a little bit late tonight, late broadcast tonight, 8 p.m. It's going to be a short broadcast. I'm going to let you know that right now. So if anyone wants to call in, they need to do it because I don't want to hear, wait, I got one more thing to say, okay? So it's going to be, I got a lot going on here. And those of you who are within my family and friend ring, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So it was a late broadcast. I just want to touch base because we didn't have a show on Friday or Saturday. So I know on Sunday night we usually do family and friends night, but I didn't advertise it or touch base with a lot of people or connect with a lot of people and have a particular subject that I wanted to talk about. I know last week we had a bomb of a show on Sunday evening. It's still being downloaded like crazy. Why, I don't know, but there's a lot of hits on it even. But it's averaging about 75 downloads a day right now. That's not bad. So last Sunday was a pretty good show, and if those of you who are on tonight and you remember that show, that was the show where I allowed the founders of the organization, Not Just Another Number, from Waterbury in Hartford, Connecticut, come on and talk about what they're forming, a grassroots organization where they're going to try to form a committee or a panel that will walk into the prisons in the state of Connecticut at any time, unannounced, and monitor the conditions in that prison. So that if there is torture or abuse going on, which it does happen, and I don't want to hear our men in uniform are such honorable men, and that doesn't happen because it does happen. As a matter of fact, the men in uniform are the biggest criminals. They just haven't been caught yet, okay? So, and if you disagree with me, like I said, call me up and argue with me. I'll be more than happy to talk about that tonight. They are. The men in uniform are the biggest criminals, whether you like it or not. And those of you who think they're gods, let me tell you something. Go ahead, when they knock on your door, like that guy was just talking about in the intro, and they drag you off someplace to the gulag like they did in Reichstag, okay, where they went off to Auschwitz and all the other places in Germany, because history always repeats itself. When the stormtroopers come, yes, that's right, history will repeat itself. We see it happening. They come to your door now if they want you. We got a warrant for your arrest. Boom! Down goes the door. We'll shoot the dog, the little kid, everything, just to get that guy who sold a marijuana plant down the street last week. Right? Right? That's what it's all about. We got a banker's warrant, because that's what it's about, the bank. That's what you're going to get when you go to court, a docket number, a CUSIC number. Look it up. That's where all the money goes, into a slush fund. The state's not broke. Far from broke. Read the Capitol report. You know what that is? Look it up. Look up your state. I looked up the state of North Carolina for the year 2010, 2011, 2012, when they were crying broke and they said, we're in trouble. The state's going broke. They got to shut down the government. We had an $80 billion surplus. What the hell are you talking about? Shh. Not supposed to talk about that. Most people don't look up those things. Most people don't go to their county clerk and look up the CAFA report. You know? We're not supposed to know about that stuff, right? He's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, go look it up, Mr. Know-It-All. I remember I got into an argument with a guy at a country store once a couple years ago. He just brought it into my conversation, actually. I was talking to the clerk there, and, you know, we were having a conversation about how the United States is a corporation. He says, well, who are you to say something like that? I'm a teacher at a college. The United States is not a corporation. Yes, it is. No, it's not. I'm a teacher. Listen, you're a teacher. Good for you. Hats off. God bless you. But you are wrong. What they are telling you to teach what they are telling you to teach, you are wrong. Okay? The United States is a corporation. Do your history. Go look up UCC law. Sorry, guys, I got an idiot sending me a message about what time the show is on. I only advertise it about 20 times on Facebook tonight. Sorry about that, you know. Jackass. Anyway, all right, you know, I prefer not people to listen like that. You know, if you don't know, I advertise the show when it's going to be on. If others know when it's going to be on, then you know what? You should know. Don't call me on my phone that I'm calling into the show from to ask me what time I'm going to be on. If you don't know, I could be on the show live on the air right now. God almighty. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, I lost my whole train of thought. And that's why we're going to cut the show out early tonight. I just want to touch base with my listeners. If someone wants to talk about something, you need to call in. Phone number 657-383-0616. Press 1. I'll connect you. And I'll put you on. If you got something on your mind tonight that you want to bring up, a certain topic maybe you want me to look into for later on in the week, there will be no show tomorrow night, okay, obviously. And those of you who know me, you know why. There'll be no show tomorrow night. And there will be no show Tuesday night either. We may do a show Wednesday night. We will definitely do one Thursday night, okay? There'll be no show Tuesday, that is for sure, or tomorrow evening, okay? I'm sorry, but, you know, nature calls. We have other things going on that are much more important than this show, actually. And, if someone else wants to host the show, hey, contact me. I'll give the reins to you. But if not, then, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and shut it down for the next couple days. But, hey, if there's something on your mind that you want to talk about or you feel that I may need to cover in the future, then, of course, you've got my email. You email me at joegibsonhishome@yahoo.com. Or you may call me during show hours at 657-383-0616. Press 1, and I'll put you live on the air. I do have a guest booked for within the next couple weeks. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag right now on what that's going to be about. But you will enjoy that, I guarantee you. I don't know when because, like I said, I have a lot going on right now. I only wanted to do a show tonight to maybe, you know, put my introduction out there, make a small introduction and give people a chance if they had something to say tonight to do that. Or, you know, and then, you know, just like I said, because this way here it's an archive show and I haven't been absent for that long. That's the reason why I did it tonight. Those of you who did tune in tonight, I really, really am grateful and I appreciate that. So this is your last chance. You want to check in with me tonight? Go ahead and do it. Press 1, and I'll put you through live on the air at 657-383-0616. You're more than happy to say anything that you want to talk about. If not, I will have some very good topics to talk about later on in the week or next week, okay? But, hey, everyone knows I got a lot going on right now. I've got something special going on in the next couple days. I don't like to put too much of my personal business out there because I've already been told not to really to do that because there's a lot of wackos out there. But those of you who know me or close to me, you know exactly what's going on in my life. So I have very important things to tend to. And those of you who support me, who have helped me out, I am grateful. Thank you very much. And I like to say thanks to my supporters, especially Mike out in Wisconsin, Joe and Meriden. I know you're tuning in tonight. We got about 5 others on the line. I don't know your numbers, but you're probably people I do know. And, of course, we got Bridget Reedsville, North Carolina. She's listening tonight, and I really appreciate that. And we got a couple people in the chat room. So, I really appreciate that. And, you know, I'm open for show suggestions, too. I do have a couple things that I want to book in the future, but, hey, there's got to be something out there that people want to talk about, especially within my own little circle, within my own little ring of supporters, and that is very important. So we need to bring that forward, and I want to hear from you, and I already got someone that's going to press 1, so he probably wants to check in real quick, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. This is Mike out in Wisconsin. He's a nightly supporter of the show, and I always give him a voice. Even when where our lines are packed, he gets a chance to check in because he's a supporter, and I will always do that with my supporters. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. You're on.
Hey, good evening.
Mike.
Good evening.
Yeah, go ahead,
good
Mike.
Good evening, everybody. Hi, Joe. You know, I just have a question, because you know what's going on in Congress now. You know, they're looking for a new Speaker of the House, you know?
Yeah.
And actually I'm kind of unintelligent when it came to knowing that you don't have to be part of Congress to be Speaker of the House. That I did not know. And it's like, I thought that job was a very prestige job, very important job, you know?
It is, and you're right. And you know, no, you're absolutely correct. And I'll look into the credentials. Actually, that's something I probably need to look into, because you know what, Mike? I thought you had to be a part of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, whoever the House majority goes to be the Speaker of the House. So if I'm wrong, if that's what you're saying, then wow, I need to look into that. You're right. I did not know anything about that.
When they came out and said that the other day on the news, you know, it kind of floored me. It's like, you know, I don't understand who they're gonna pick to, you know, be Speaker of the House. You know, some guy sleeping in a box on the side of the road. I mean,
no, Mike, he'll be a part of the good old boys club. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, but you know, I to me. Well, I'm a little different, I guess, than other people, because, like the presidency, I hold the presidency high in regard, you know, just like, you know, they do over in England, you know, the Queen, and, you know, I believe that's something that should be respectful, like our flag.
Your symbolism, but Mike, technically, and if you've heard a little bit of the shows in the past, and I know you've heard me talk about it, technically you don't really have a president, because when the Congress walked out right before the Reconstruction Acts, when Abraham Lincoln was elected, there cannot longer ever be a president ever again. When the 14th Amendment was added to the United States Constitution, we actually became a corporate de facto government, and we're not a de jure republic anymore. You don't have an organic constitution anymore, a government for the people, by the people. You have, well, basically, let's put it this way, maybe in simpler terms. We're not under public law anymore. We're under public policy. Okay, so you don't have a government anymore. You have the District of Columbia, which is a corporation, you know? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, if you just sit back and think, how many people that have graduated high school would even know what you just said? They were taught a different way. They were taught a different thing, you know? And I don't know, it's just at least they could be honest about, you know, the way things run, the way things go, and you know, not constantly trying to pull the wool over our eyes or.
Well, that's what it is, Mike. When they talk about constitutional rights, and you have constitutional rights, it's a game. You really do not. I mean, don't you see it? You complain about it all the time. You have no rights. How many people really gain the suffrage of rights today? How many people actually retain justice within our system today? How many? Not many, right? Have you? I remember you got a speeding ticket back in the 1980s. Did you get justice? You were laughed right out of the courtroom. Pay the fine, sir. Right?
Yeah, it ticks. Yeah. Had pictures and everything. Had a rabbit diesel. He said I was doing 65 up a hill. I couldn't do 65 downhill.
I know. Yeah. What year was that rabbit anyway?
That was a 78 diesel rabbit.
1978 diesel rabbit that was doing what? What did he say it was doing? 70 uphill?
65 up the hill, yeah. And,
and you weighed 300 and something pounds at that time. So you're killing the motor right there.
Yeah, it's the judge wouldn't even look at my pictures. You know,
exactly.
You know, a kangaroo court, you know, I guess that's what you can call it, but.
Well, there you go, Mike. You know, there you go. What did you just say, kangaroo court? And that's exactly what the Supreme Court is. They're there to get a paycheck. They look over all this crap, and you listen to their constitutional. If you ever watch C-SPAN, which I know 90% of America does not, but if you do, you'll see the joke. It's all performance. It's all about going through procedure, you know. And why do they call a law a bill? It's a bill to you. It's a bill. It's a bill tossed onto the people. You got another bill. You're going to pay. You're going to pay. You're going to work.
Right.
You know?
You're going to pay. Yeah.
Well, I think that would be a good show maybe in the future. Maybe we should book a show where we really analyze this corporate United States de facto government where I could break it down. This would be something I'd have to put together in script because to just ramble on, nobody would understand. But to put together an educational lesson, but to put together an educational lesson where I can explain it in simplified terms where the average, like you just said, person coming out of high school would be able to understand, I think would be a good show, you know?
No, it's just like I've learned from you about the 301...
501c3, 501c3 churches.
501c, yeah. You know, I never knew anything like that existed until, you know, your show came available. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, I'm not saying the church shouldn't have a, you know, a loophole, but, I mean, you know, they're driving better cars than I am.
Yeah, did Jesus walk around with corporate papers and a license saying, hey, can I preach here? You know, we all talk about
right.
We got to live like Christ. We all got to model the mirror of Christ, you know, and we got to live like the apostles and what the scriptures say, but yet here they are in their suit and tie, and they got to have a license to open up the doors. And if they talk about what the government says they shouldn't talk about, guess what? You're no longer a 501c3. So really, you're serving two gods. You're serving the state and God. And the Bible talks about that. You cannot serve two fathers. There's only one. And if you're going to serve God, then you need to do the right thing, you know?
Well, if they want to talk about women's rights, right? Look at the way the nuns are treated compared to the priests and, you know, and the cardinals and, you know, down the line. I mean, the nuns, they wear the same type of clothing every day. You know, they give their life to poverty, supposedly.
Yeah.
And look at the priest. He's driving around in a Cadillac. You know, he shows up at the best steakhouses, and you know, and he's wearing the best clothes. You know, you don't see the Pope and all of them standing up in front in rags. You know.
That's right. Well, like I said a couple weeks ago on the show, the Pope has a $250,000 Mercedes-Benz. He's got paintings worth millions hanging up in his office. Yet we have Latin countries out there with churches that can't even keep lights on in their church. But the Vatican is taking tithes, charging them money. You know, so you know, it's a filthy, dirty, rotten system. And yes, the church is at the bottom of the barrel. They're at the very bottom, you know, and we all need to understand that. And that's one of the reasons why I had those highly heated debates with Peter over in the other network there when I did the Sound Doctrine show. You remember, Mike? You came over and listened.
I remember.
Did they ever answer one of my questions? Did they ever?
No, they sort of always danced around it, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I understand Peter, and I think Peter's a wonderful person, you know. But
yeah.
Like I said, he's schooled in different theology than, you know, I even know. He likes to talk about the Romans this and, you know,
yeah,
everything
yeah.
else like that. Yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, I don't know.
You can't grasp it.
You
can't grasp it because
you
didn't go to school.
Do you know any Romans?
You know? Yeah, no, I don't.
Right.
No, he doesn't talk like a layman, a regular layman person. And that was the thing. You see, if you read your Bible, you would know Jesus did what? He ate with the poor. He hung around with the poor. They were arrested. They broke the law. And that was my thing. And what did Peter say when I brought that up? Oh, well, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to cooperate, you know, or they'll come in and shut my church down, right? Well, you know, come on now. But anyway, hey, Mike.
The way Peter
ahead, Mike.
Thinks of it, he don't have to worry. He's only passing through.
Exactly. That was my point. Hey, Mike, but I appreciate you checking in tonight and prolonging the show a little bit longer and everyone else that's listening tonight. But, Mike, do you have any, like, suggestions? You think something I should address? And maybe, I mean, we just talked about one thing, this corporation, corporate government, whatnot. I think money and banking is very important. But a show I did last Sunday where I brought in some people who talked about their organization, I think that's a good idea. Let's wait here about other organizations.
That was an excellent show. I mean, those women were tickled to death to, you know, to get the spotlight on them. Even though, you know, you said yourself, you know, your show isn't some big conglomerate or anything like that, other than no exposure. So
that's right, and they were
know,
very professional. They were very professional, and they told their stories like they told the truth. That's the
right.
key. They weren't putting on an act. You know,
right? You know,
that's the key.
It would be to their advantage to maybe come back to your show, you know, once a month.
Yeah,
and give an
no,
update.
You're right. We may do
you know?
That. All I have to do is send them an email. We may do that, but I want to hear from other people too. And that's what I just tried telling you in the opening. We're gonna get some other people out there who are gonna call. And it's just right now, Mike. You know what I'm going through. We got a lot going on here. Yeah. So we got a lot going on.
But other things we not I'm saying we you could do is you know you have an alderman, you have a senator, you have you know these people in local government that you know they're going to be voting on this Iran thing coming up, you know.
We need to contact them. We need to contact them. You're right.
Yeah, you need to contact them and say, tell me why you're going to vote for it.
There you go.
What's going to happen when the bomb hits the eastern side of the United States? Where are you going to go?
That's right. That's a good idea. That's a good idea, Mike. But
it's
hard to do.
You don't think these
it's
people
hard,
would...
Mike, it's hard to do at 7 o'clock at night. That's why I have to do an afternoon show,
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I understand that, yes, and I understand that. You know, but you know what? You know, an email would be, the best way to start. And then you can get a reply on the email and talk about it on the show. And
there you go.
A guy up here in Milwaukee, he's a very famous... talk show host on talk radio.
Yep.
He used to do a show on Fridays called Bug Out Friday. And what he used
really?
To do is he used to call like the mayor or an alderman or you know some sort of a municipal person, and he'd call them at 3-4 o'clock. And see if they're there. And 99% of them left for the weekend already, you know?
Really?
And it was like, you know, he was just showing the public that, you know, these people were taking us for a ride, you know?
And Mike, those are good show ideas because I'd love to do that. What do? I called CVS. I called the veterans office, didn't I? You know, so that's a good idea. Put them on the spot. Let's put them on the spot, you know?
Yep, Joe on the spot.
There you go. But, hey, Mike, I appreciate you checking in tonight, man. I really thank you. Without you, I have no show. And thanks to everyone else. Listen, there will be a show. There will be a show Wednesday night. Wednesday, Thursday, definitely. Tuesday, no, I'm sorry. Tuesday, I got a lot going on. So, we kind of got to put it to rest for a few days now because, you know, what's going on in my life. So
right,
listen,
right.
Thanks for everyone calling in. Mike, tell your wife, Melody, I said hello. And everyone else, hey, we did 30 minutes tonight. That's going to be archived, so that's great. Hey, God bless. Take care. And I hope to hear from everybody next week. Take care.
Okay. Good night, Joe.
Good night.
Fashionable fight has drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!